This week on Florida Matters, we're hosting another edition of our monthly news roundtable. We'll discuss how the Puerto Rican migration to Florida after Hurricane Maria could impact our state. In this preview, Florida Matters host Steve Newborn talks about how the influx could affect politics with reporter Tim Padgett. He works for WLRN in Miami. Also, Dr. Susan McManus, political analyst and professor at the University of South Florida.
The history of the Puerto Rican vote in Florida. For years, people coming straight off the island, who really don't understand Democrats and Republicans, were very up for grabs. So they were willing to listen to anybody, particularly those who were fluent in Spanish, like a Jeb Bush or Marco Rubio at the times they ran. But those who came from the Northeast, they went Puerto Rico to New York or New Jersey, then came back to Florida, were staunchly Democrat. And so you really had a bifurcation in terms of that population's politics. But it is true that the younger Puerto Rican vote, just like the younger vote in any race and ethnicity right now, is leaning more Democratic, more independent as well. And it's also true that they did vote more Democratic in the last presidential election. So it is certainly one of the things that's really scaring Florida Republicans. After all, the last four elections in our state have only been won by a margin of 1%, two governor's races and two presidential. And many are speculating that it'll be the same this next year. So if this huge group of Puerto Ricans could become engaged and vote cohesively, there are many who think that they could tip the election in Florida.
Well, I was wondering how much of a monolithic, quote-unquote, bloc you think they are. It could be just a stereotype that most will vote Democratic.
My big concern in terms of projecting for next year is, number one, how many will still be so troubled economically and psychologically and socially about putting their own lives back together here that politics might be the furthest thing from their mind. That's why some are saying it won't be this next year's elections, it will be the presidential in 2020. And there are also those who say, you know, that the Republicans and the Catholicism, the sort of social conservatism, is an important part of a lot of Puerto Ricans' lives, and if approached in that particular manner, might consider voting Republican. And then there's also another school of thought which says, well, all of the Puerto Ricans who move here are going to be so angry that the U.S. government hasn't helped out more, and they're going to blame President Trump.
All right, Tim Padgett, President Trump was accused of paying very little attention after Hurricane Maria battered the island. But when he finally did, there was an outbreak of concern as well about his actions down there. What do you find out about that from the people living down there?
I think generally Puerto Ricans on the island are a bit resentful right now of President Trump's response, mainly because they just can't understand why after the worst natural disaster in Puerto Rico in almost a century, why he would come down to the island with this tone of confrontation instead of compassion. And I think that's what has stung them the most. It gives them this feeling that because they are a U.S. territory, a conservative like President Trump sort of considers them second-class citizens in the U.S. context. And that has really stung them as much as not being able to get their power back or their water back, frankly. And as Susan pointed out, there is a large school of thought. You know, those who do come to the mainland are going to be feeling bitter, and that could translate into more Democratic votes.
All this depends on whether the people coming up here are going to stay here.
Well, here's one thing that I think is going to push those migrants from Puerto Rico coming to the mainland into staying is that they're going to look back and see that it's taking much, much longer for the island to get back on its feet.
And you can hear Florida Matters coming up this evening at 6:30 here on your NPR station.